This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President-elect Donald Trump is showing in White House appointments and over the weekend in interviews that he is sticking to his pro-life pledges. A hardworking attorney and pro-life advocate who rebuilt the GOP to be able to help win the White House last week has been named Trump's chief of staff. Reince Priebus once opposed Donald Trump, and some say now he is being rewarded for fulfilling his promise to support the eventual GOP nominee. Trump also told CBS that he is pro-life and that his judges will be pro-life. Cecile Richards is acting like she has a shot at persuading the new White House or Senate to give abortion advocates pro-abortion judges. She admits, however, that abortion was on the ballot and abortion lost. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, political correctness apparently only pretends to stand up for women. Stories of posters proposing sexual violence for the new First Lady and a woman forced into sex selection abortion are just two stories, getting no attention on network news shows. And a 40 Days for Life campaign webcast broke news Monday night that 8 abortion workers quit their jobs during the worldwide campaign of prayer at abortion centers. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.